Hello, everyone. Today we continue our series on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos with the 23rd mitzvah, the mitzvah for Leviim to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah says that there is a positive commandment, there is a mitzvah aseh, for Leviim to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says that there are two components to this service. The first is to assist guarding the Beis HaMikdash. As we mentioned last week, there is a positive commandment to guard the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam says that there were two divisions of this honor guard. The Kohanim guarded the Beis HaMikdash, or stood watch over the Beis HaMikdash on the interior, and the Leviim stood outside, or on the walls of the Beis HaMikdash structure. Additionally, the Leviim were also in charge of opening and closing the gates. The second major role in the temple service that the Leviim played was singing shira, was singing songs, playing musical instruments, being part of the choir. And this was done as an accompaniment to many of the karbanos, many of the sacrifices that were brought every single day. In addition to these two roles of assisting guarding the Beis HaMikdash, as well as the commandment to sing shira, there was also a third subcategory of serving in the Beis HaMikdash, which was assisting the Kohanim in taking care of whatever needed to be done in terms of the logistics of running the Beis HaMikdash. For this reason, one of the things that they would do was wash the Kohanim's hands, and we commemorate this whenever we do Birchas Kohanim, whenever there's Duchening, that the Leviim wash the Kohanim's hands. I want to point out one very interesting phraseology that the Rambam uses in his discussion and description of the mitzvah. In the Yad HaChazakah, the Rambam's code, the Rambam describes the obligation of the Levi as follows. Umitzvas aseh, there is a positive commandment, lihiyos haleviyim pinuyim umuchanim la'avodas hamikdash, that the Leviim need to be available and prepared to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, bein ratzu, bein shelo ratzu, whether they want to or not. Now, this description has two questions, or has two interesting points. The first is the Rambam's phrase of being available, being panui, being, so to speak, empty or free to be able to engage in the Beis HaMikdash, or serving in the Beis HaMikdash. The first question is, what does that exactly mean? What does it mean that you have to be free for it, to do the work? Secondly, the Rambam also says whether you want to or not. What exactly does that mean, whether you want to or not? I think both of these things go together. The Rambam certainly means that if the Beis HaMikdash needs a particular Levi to do something and he refuses to do it, they can force him to. But it actually means something more than that as well. The Rambam writes in the laws of Shemitah and Yovel that Shevet Levi, both Kohanim and Leviim, did not get a portion in the land of Israel, nor were they allowed to go out to war. And primarily war was for either financial conquest or for territorial conquest. And the Kohanim and Leviim did not get any land as an inheritance, and they didn't get booty from any of these military campaigns as well. The reason for this, the Rambam says, is because the Kohanim and Leviim have been separated from the rest of the Jewish people to be completely dedicated to Hashem. And the phrase or description that the Rambam used is identical. He says they are separated to be for God's service. But in addition to that, he says that they essentially need to be available. They need to be panui in order to serve him and to focus on Hashem. And so what I believe the Rambam means when he says that the Leviim need to be free to serve Hashem. It doesn't just mean that they need to be hanging around the Beis HaMikdash, because they didn't. There was a whole rotation system that was in place. And Leviim really only served a couple days a year. They served probably 2 days, maximum 2 weeks a year. And they also served on the Shalosh Regalim. They served on the Yamim Tovim. But other than that, they really didn't work in the Beis HaMikdash all that much. What it means that they had to be panoi, they had to be available, it means that they needed to live and have a lifestyle that was completely God-centric, so that they will always be focused on Hashem and the Beis HaMikdash, as well as if they were ever to be needed, they could essentially run to the Beis HaMikdash and be called at a moment's notice. So it wasn't just that they hung around the Beis HaMikdash to be available. Rather, the fulfillment of the mitzvah was every single day that they weren't in the Beis HaMikdash, if they lived a lifestyle that essentially revolved around the Beis HaMikdash, that was a fulfillment of that mitzvah. And a Levi could not opt out of that lifestyle. Not that they would just refuse to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash, but even if a Levi decided to try to get a piece of land as an inheritance and deviate from that lifestyle of being panui, of being open and free to Hashem and the Beis HaMikdash, that would also be a violation of this positive mitzvah. I want to close with the way the Rambam finishes that law at the end of Shemitah and Yovel. He says that even though the Leviim and the Kohanim were the only ones that served in the Beis HaMikdash, he says that every single Jew has the option of dedicating themselves to Hashem and his Torah. And each one of us has the ability, at least on a certain level, to make our lives panoi, to make our lives free and available, to completely focus on Hashem at a moment's notice. Most of us who are not Kohanim and Leviim are not able to do that 24/7. But at least to take a few moments a day to try to be panui, to try to be open and free, to live a Beis HaMikdash or Torah-centric life, is definitely something to aspire to. Have a wonderful week.